Corn is fractionally to a penny lower and soybeans are fractionally mixed. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Mosaic Company. I'm Dustin Huffman. December corn is down anywhere from a quarter cent to a penny in the deferred contracts. Soybeans are anywhere from 0.75 cents lower to 3.75 cents higher in the deferred August contracts. We're seeing a mixture in the meal and oil as well. Wheat even slightly higher as well. World equity markets are lower to sharply lower after another poor day in the U.S. economy yesterday. Interest rates rebounded, closing just under the 5% level on the 10-year note. Those higher rates, combined with earnings reports from Alphabet, which showed a slowdown in their cloud business, triggered a rout in technology shares, with NASDAQ now down over 10% from their high. New home sales are well above trade expectations, another data point showing the economy running stronger than expected, which plays into the higher-for-longer narrative that is triggering concerns about future corporate earnings. Thursday, we get a new estimate of the third quarter GDP and the September durable goods estimate. And tomorrow, we get inflation information with the PCE index, as well as data on personal income and spending. On the livestock side of things, yesterday was a good day all around. They were seeing active gains in both cattle and hogs. Feeder cattle contracts posted the most aggressive in November contracts, with gains over $2.50 per hundredweight, while early 2024 contracts posted triple-digit gains, even with higher prices. The entire cattle market remains under technical pressure, giving the downturn over the last week. Lean hogs posted a uniform triple-digit gains at all nearby contracts as buyers are slowly returning following settling contract lulls earlier in the week. We'll look at the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down a quarter at 479 and three quarters. March down a quarter at 494 and a quarter. November beans up a quarter at 1288 and a half. January down a half at 1308 even. Soy meal down $5.20 at 412.10. Soy oil up 57 cents at 5232. Chicago wheat up 2.5 at 598 and three quarters. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.